We're doing the laws of Birkat Kohanim, and we only call out Kohanim, the one who calls it out, waits for the congregation to finish saying Amen. And the Kohanim don't begin their blessing until he finishes saying Kohanim, so there's an order. They end, he says, he ends, then the Kohanim say. The Kohanim lift their hands opposite their shoulders, and he brings over here that they should have their right hand slightly higher than their left hand. And the idea that we call Birkat Kohanim Nesiat Kapayim is the lifting of the hands. Now, there are different customs here. Some raise it to the height of their shoulders, some raise it to the height of their head. They split their fingers in a way that there are five spaces, and there are different customs in that too. Exactly if they put the hands together or they keep the hands separate. Every kohen does the way his tradition is. And when they extend their hands, so the back of their hands should be facing up and the palm of their hands should be facing down. When they conclude their blessing, the Varech Tamo Yisrael Be'ahava, we all answer Amen. And only after the congregation completes saying Amen, should he call out the word Yevarech Echa, the one who reads them word by word, and they respond to each word he says. Now they are not supposed to start saying any word till he finishes it. The halacha expects each one to wait for the other one to finish. The only thing is, if there are people who are stretching out, Amen. If they're stretching out, or Kohanim who stretch out the last word, so they don't count. He doesn't quote this, but that's what it says in halacha, that we don't wait for that one loner who's longer than everyone else. Okay, now.